How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, an MD, Glenn Swager, Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, to comment on news from the FDA about COVID-19. The news is straightforward. People age 65 and older, that would be myself, and those who are immunocompromised will be allowed to receive an additional dose of COVID-19 vaccine this spring if they wish, according to the FDA. Henry, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. Number six, my count, I lose count, so I write things down. I've had five, the last in the fall of 22. So this would be right the springtime, every 6 months. The question here is, does it matter whether it's Moderna or Pfizer? I've had both. And can we expect this will be repeating every 6 months into the future? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the short answer is we don't know about whether we'll need repetitions or how often, but I certainly expect that we will. And there are a number of reasons for that. We know from prior experience that protection from the vaccines wanes over several months in the past, several months from the time of administration. Although it continues to protect against hospitalization and death reasonably well, the other thing is, the other unknown is how many new subvariants will begin to become dominant and what their characteristics will be. So, for example, there's one that's rapidly becoming prevalent in the U.S. That's been dubbed Arcturus, whose technical name is XBB.1.16. And as of a week ago, it was affecting about 7.2% of the COVID cases in the U.S. were this new variant. It's been doubling about every 2 weeks, so I suspect that percentage is over 10%. Now, in some parts of the country, it's significantly higher. In some southern states, it was up over 21% as of a week ago. So we don't know about the characteristics of this subvariant or of others that may be in the wings with respect to how frequent hospitalizations are, the death rate, and especially long COVID, because there just isn't a long enough experience at this time. So it's a real dilemma. And I and many other infectious disease experts and physicians continue to recommend being conservative about this. The best way to avoid the complications, including long COVID, is not to get infected in the first place. And yet, as you and I have discussed, people are being very cavalier and returning to pre-pandemic behavior in very, very large numbers.
Is there an indication that Arcturus can penetrate someone who's already had COVID? In other words, is there immunity that stops it, or is that an unknown at this point?
We know that recent infections with other subvariants of Omicron do appear to confer immunity for some time, but we don't know much more than that. We also know that the super infection, that is infection with Arcturus, is possible in people who have previously been infected with other variants of SARS-CoV-2 in the distant past, but we're still accumulating data.
The puzzle here, Henry, is can you get COVID more than once? The answer appears to be yes, anecdotally. Can you get different subvariants of COVID? The answer seems to appear to be yes. The new vaccine is recommended for people over 65. In the UK, it's for people over 75. However, all this adds up to, is this permanent? Is this the life we live now with the COVID-19 manufacturing new variants every so many months around the world? I noticed that Arcturus is in India, so there's nothing national about this. It's a global story. And is that the world we're going to live in, Henry?
Well, absolutely, John. As you and I have discussed, all of the phenomena associated with infectious diseases are a matter of probabilities. And what we're seeing is that there continue to be large numbers of infections. And with each infection, the virus replicates itself billions of times. And each of those new mutants is then a candidate for selection by Darwinian evolution as more fit, meaning more transmissible, than its predecessors. So Arcturus, for example, is about 20% more transmissible than its most recent predecessor subvariants of Omicron, making it easy to spread. And so when you have spread, when you have viral replication, when you have Darwinian selection of more fit mutants, you're certainly going to continue to have SARS-CoV infections for the foreseeable future. And for that, we're going to need new improved vaccines. As you and I have discussed in the past, there are researchers working on so-called universal vaccines that will be protective against new variants, even ones that have not yet arisen but may occur in the future. But that's still potential benefit. It's been difficult for some viruses like flu to produce a universal vaccine.
Long COVID, I hear it routinely now, Henry, anecdotes of my colleagues, long COVID and brain fog, long COVID and blood clots. This also is something we're going to live with, long COVID. There's no remedy in sight.
There's no remedy in sight. The mechanism is still poorly understood. And we're seeing some new manifestations, such as a neurological phenomenon called agnosia, which is the inability to recognize faces. So there was a shocking report of a woman who first discovered this when she walked into a restaurant to meet her family and didn't recognize any of them. It's also known as facial amnesia. Long COVID is going to be with us with different manifestations. And speaking of different manifestations, I should mention that one odd thing about Arcturus is that it often presents as conjunctivitis, sometimes known as pink eye. Ophthalmologists are now being wary of patients who come in complaining of red, itchy, watering eyes. The virus is very versatile. Right. It's going to continue to be with us, and we need to be conservative in our behavior.
Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, Glenn Swager, Distinguished Fellow, American Council on Science and Health. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.